Who cares? This is Carson's Court, reporting live in cold Virginia Beach on a Wednesday. This is Carson's Court. NFL predictions coming up here today. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app. Let me start off with saying this. I believe that when you see glimpses or clips of teams, now, the more you see, the better that team is. The less you see, the less good they are. I've seen many, many good clips of the Colts. But I've also seen less in the last 2 weeks. And they've been losing. I've seen great, great, great clips of the Steelers' defense with Fitzpatrick. They've been winning. The only team in the National Football League, or in really in all of sports, that I can think of that this rule doesn't apply to is the New England Patriots. You've seen so many good clips of them. But what happened in the Baltimore game? What happened in the Baltimore game, New England? So many good clips. Pittsburgh first week. Blew them out of the water. Buffalo. You barely beat. Cincinnati. Big win. Cleveland. Big, big plays. Baltimore, big time went lose. I've seen great clips of the Patriots. And when I don't, they're not as good. Now you can say Bill Belichick doesn't lose to teams twice, especially in the playoffs. Yeah, but I gotta say, I've been seeing a ton of great clips out of Baltimore. Maybe should we question Baltimore, New England? Maybe in the power rankings, Baltimore should be higher. Maybe in the power rankings, Baltimore should be the best. They should be number one. See, here's the thing is, if New England loses one or two more games at the most, Baltimore will have the number one seed in the AFC. Great clips out of Baltimore. This is one of the worst Kansas City seasons in the last couple years. I'm not seeing the clips. I'm not seeing them. All right, well, let's switch to this. I'm going to do my predictions of the NFL real quick. A lot of these, I think you'll be surprised. Here we go. Steelers-Browns. I'm going to say Pittsburgh is going to win that game just because of the momentum boost they're in. But I don't think it's going to be that far apart. I think it's going to be 21-17 Pittsburgh, only because of the Steelers' defense. Jets-Redskins. Redskins coming off a bye. Jets coming off a nice win. I think this is going to be a very close game, but I'm actually going to pick the Jets. I think the offense is better. So I'm going to say this game's going to be 6-3, the Jets. I'm going to pick the Saints. Buccaneers, they've had a few close games, so I'm not going to roll out this game being a blowout, but I think the Saints will win at least by 10. So I think it's going to be 21. Actually, I think it's going to be 28-17, the Saints. Vikings and Broncos, I think this game is going to be maybe competitive for the first quarter. I'm going to have to say the Vikings 24-3. I think the Vikings are catching on fire. That concerns me a little bit about the Packers. And I think the Vikings are going to get the win. Bills and Dolphins. Dolphins have been catching on fire late in the season. Buffalo is still good. Buffalo kind of needs this win to stay in the wild card. I mean, you got Oakland closing on them. You got Pittsburgh closing on them. So I'm going to say Buffalo is going to get it done in Miami, 24-14. Miami's offense is on a roll. Jacksonville and Colts. This is a big, big divisional game for the Colts. I'm going to say the winning streak is going to start again. I'm going to say that the losing streak is going to come to an end. I think the Colts are going to win. It's not going to be by much, though. I think they're going to win 21-17, Colts over Jaguars. Here's a team that I've been talking about a lot. Cowboys. Cowboys at Detroit. I've been saying how they are getting into tougher teams, that Dallas could have the potential to fall apart. I'm actually going to pick Dallas, though. Just be looking at how the offense have been playing. Dallas is who I'm going to pick. Carolina and Atlanta. This is going to be a very... this is going to be a very close game, I think. I think the Falcons with the Matt Ryan, the veteran quarterback, Carolina's coming out here looking pretty good, and they have a young quarterback. But I'm actually going to pick the Falcons over the Panthers. I think it could possibly go into overtime, but I think it's going to come down to 21-20. There's a lot of plays where teams go for the two instead of the OT. If the Panthers do go for the field goal and force OT, I think that's very possible. But I have to go with the veteran quarterback. I'm gonna say Carolina's gonna be the one. I'm gonna say Carolina's gonna win. Excuse me. I think Carolina's gonna win 21-20. I think it's gonna be completely opposite of what I said. I think Atlanta is going to be the one there, but I really do think it's going to be a close game. But just by looking at the records, Carolina is definitely has a steeper record. Texans and Ravens. I'm going to say that it's going to be a very good game. Very good game. Two young quarterbacks. This is going to be very close, but I think it's going to go into the Ravens. I really, really think the Ravens are looking good. If the Ravens lose any more games, it's going to be week 11 to the Texans. This is the only game I see Baltimore losing the rest of the season if they do. I'm still picking the Ravens to win. However, I'm saying it's more like 40-60. It's going to be very close, but I'm picking the Ravens over the Texans 14-13. Cardinals and 49ers. I think the 49ers will get back on track. I think they're definitely motivated. However, I am concerned with the 49ers' confidence. I said that yesterday. But I think the 49ers are a veteran team. And veteran teams do not lose that confidence. So I'm actually going to pick the 49ers over the Cardinals 21-7. Patriots-Eagles. This is going to be one heck of a game. Patriots, if they lose, it's going to be to the Eagles. But, if they lose the rest of this week, the rest of the season, I have to say, though, I'm going to go with New England only because I feel that New England does better when they're on the road. I feel like New England does good at home, but I feel like they do just as good when they're on the road. If this game is in Foxborough, I would say it would be more of a... the Eagles really need to win, but if this game is in Foxborough, I would say it would be more of a uncompetitive. But because it's in Philly, I'm going to say this is going to be a very competitive game. 21-14 Patriots. Bengals and Raiders. We hit another team that this is almost a must win for the Raiders. You know, they're in playoff content with the Steelers. I'm going to say the Raiders get it done. 21-7, Oakland. Bears and Rams. Rams, you know, another must win. Like I said this just a couple of days ago. Seattle is catching on fire. 49ers are the best team in the league as far as their, I wouldn't say roster, but as far as their overall performance goes, I'm going to say that the Rams have to get it done, and I'm going to say they do get it done. 21-17. Last game of the, last game here, Chiefs, Chargers. This is a must-win, I think, for the Chiefs, and I think, once again, they're going to get it done. 21-14, Kansas City. It could be 21-17, but I really think Kansas City got this. All right, well, still a lot to come on the Carson's Court Show. Breaking news from the NFL. College football, college basketball. NBA, Lakers win, Anthony Davis, how do I feel about him being hurt? All coming up on the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Podcast. Let me just say this real quick. As you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but this is a breaking news subject. Guess who got approved to do a secret practice with all 32 NFL teams? Colin Kaepernick. And Atlanta, the Falcons, jumped to be the first. They've asked Colin Kaepernick if he would like to do a private practice with them. I don't know when that's going to take place. I think it's probably going to be later on this week, if not the beginning of next week. But a lot of people out there probably asking why. You know, obviously they're going to get all these political reasons and all that nature. Why would Atlanta, why would the Falcons put themselves through this? And I came up with three pretty good reasons why. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying here's my three reasons why. Number three, this team is, even though I know he said it, and some people think he doesn't mean it, he did say he wouldn't do it again. So, you know, that says, okay, well, you know, I can just go ahead and get him then. Number two, this team is getting to be a veteran. The record, I think the Falcons are in the top three teams in the NFL that they're better than their record. They're better than 2-8. The Falcons are part of when somebody says, oh, what are the teams that are better than their record? There's two teams that come to my mind. Three teams that come to my mind. The Cleveland Browns, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Denver Broncos. Those three major ones. Now, obviously, there's more like Arizona. I think Tampa Bay is better than their record. I think there's a lot of teams, but those are the major three there, right there. Those are the only five that I can think of. I guess Cincinnati, but But so they, I think they are better than their record. So they are looking for a change. The other first reason, the number one is, you know, Matt Ryan's getting up there, and you know, he's getting up there, and the Falcons are pretty much looking to replace him. I mean, you see how these young quarterbacks are doing, Lamar Jackson, Mason Rudolph. You know, I mean, look at, if you look at Baker Mayfield, I mean, all these, DeSean Jackson. I mean, if you look at all these young quarterbacks, they're doing good. So Atlanta, the Falcons are saying, well, you know, I kind of want a piece of that. And that's what they're doing. And so big stuff out of the NFL there, major, something I never expected to happen. I didn't think he would play for another team in his career. And I didn't even think he would get interested in another team in his career. But sure enough, there they go. Let's switch to this. Another big news out of the NFL. The Ravens might just get a new player. Here we go. Here we go. Baltimore getting better. Ray Lewis wants to play with the Ravens, with Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. And I don't know if what they mean by that is he's going to come back or is just going to help. But if he decides to come back, Baltimore's defense is going to be much better. They have a great offense. Their defense is a little bit lower for Baltimore. But if they land this guy and then he decides he wants to come back, Baltimore, I think, will be definitely within the advanced range. And part of the, I would put them in the same range as the New England Patriots without Tom Brady retiring. If Tom Brady were to retire, I think I would put them in the higher category. I mean, think about it. The only reason why New England, the Patriots, I think, are so good is their coaching staff and Brady. Edelman, okay. You know, if he played for any other team, he'd probably be a backup. Sony Michel, he's so young, he haven't even done any. I mean, yeah, he's a great running back. I said before on this show, he's going to be a superstar someday. He's going to be the next Le'Veon Bell, the next Todd Gurley. But right now, I don't know if he can carry a team without Brady. Who knows if Bill Belichick's as great as a coach without Brady. So my point here is, without Brady, I'm putting Baltimore at a higher position as of right now. On paper, I think Baltimore has one of, if not the best roster in the league, without Ray Lewis on it. If they put Ray Lewis on it, I think they're going to go, I think the sky is the limit for Baltimore. All right, let's switch to this. You know, a couple of days ago, I was talking about Cole Anthony in college, how I think, you know, as long as, you know, he hasn't, you know, I mean, he's incredible. He's incredible. So many injuries hurt players, especially in basketball. I mean, football, what, Le'Veon Bell's tore his ACL a couple times. He comes back. It's the best running back still between him and Todd Gurley. You know, Ben Roethlisberger's been out many times. He's still a veteran quarterback. Drew Brees just came off an injury. Still, Saints are still doing good. NBA, I mean, look. John Wall with the Washington Wizards got hurt, and guess what? Yeah, he's never been the same. LeBron James has not been playing as well because he lost confidence after his injury. Yeah, that's why I think Tom Brady, we can all agree, is the best quarterback ever. He has not lost confidence because he has not got hurt. The only games he missed was when he served that 4-game suspension for deflating a ball. That's why he's good. Look at the Celtics. The playoff on the Celtics broke their hand. Does that kill Boston? No. Does that kill the Celtics? No. But that player will come back with very less confidence. So I'm not saying Cole Anthony's going to get hurt and he's not ever going to play the same way. He's not ever going to put 35 points up on the board. He's not ever going to get 11 rebounds. He's not going to get 5 assists. But I do believe players do play different, especially in the NBA, with less confidence. All right, well, this is the last podcast of the day. College football, I do believe Penn State will be in the top 4. I think it'll go LSU, Clemson, Alabama, Penn State. I think the 4th seed is between Penn State and Ohio State. If Penn State keeps winning, how can you decline them? It's not like Kentucky. I guarantee you, in the power rankings, Kentucky as a basketball team, not a football team, will go down because of that upset they had in basketball. Really do believe that. All right. Well, let's switch to this. This is the last show, podcast of the day. Top 5 teams. I'm talking about this with Dallas. Dallas could fall apart. Here's the top 5 teams that I think might. Number 5, the San Francisco 49ers. I discussed this a little yesterday with lack of confidence, losing their confidence. And I do believe the 49ers is number 5 here. Number 4, the Cleveland Browns. No, they're 2-8. I can't rule them out losing the rest of the year. I mean, they have Pittsburgh, and then they play some other team, and then they have Pittsburgh again. The red-hot Pittsburgh Steelers. That's not the easiest schedule. Number 4, the Cleveland Browns. Number 3, I'm gonna pick this team strictly because they're in a tough little pickle here. Number 3, the Los Angeles Rams. Number 2, so we have the 49ers, the Browns, the Rams. Number 2, I'm going to say, is going to have to be another LA team, the Chargers. They, you know, they're coming down to must-win games here for the Chargers, the Raiders, and I'm even going to throw the Chiefs in this category for must-win games. I mean, I mean, look, if you just look at them for a second, I mean, this division is suddenly getting tighter because Kansas City lost to Tennessee, Oakland beat the Chargers. Now, Denver probably isn't going to go anywhere, but still, the Chargers are fighting for a playoff spot, the Raiders are fighting for a playoff spot, and the Chiefs are fighting to keep their number one seed. Coming up on Carson's Court more. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Here we go. Top 5 teams that I don't think or far apart. Number 5, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think these backups, Mason Rudolph, I think James Conner coming back will just push them for a playoff spot. Number 5, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 4, the Kansas City Chiefs. I will say this about the Chiefs. When they are in a must-win situation, they do win. And I think the Chiefs are in a must-win situation. So I think number 4, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 3, I'm actually going to go with Houston. Number 3, the Houston Texans. They've been doing decently. I mean, they have a great quarterback, great defense. Yes, you've had your concerns when J.J. Watt got hurt, but overall, they've been pretty good. So number 3, the Houston Texans. Number 2, I think we all know them, the New England Patriots. Number 2, the New England Patriots. I don't think Tom Brady's going to get hurt. Don't think Edelman's going to get hurt. This team's ready. This team's loaded. Coming off a bye. Number two, the Patriots. Number one, the Baltimore Ravens. I think that this team is ready. I think they're loaded. I like Baltimore this year. I like them to go to the conference champ. I like them to challenge New England. I really do think they're going to be a challenge. And before, you know, everybody was saying, oh, well, guess what? Guess who's challenge? It's Kansas City. New England has to get through Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City. It's now. New England has to get through Baltimore, Baltimore, Baltimore. All right. Well, let's switch to this. I'm going to name, this is an NFL podcast a day, apparently. But I'm going to name, that's all right, I'm going to name the, some teams that it is a must win to win this game. Must win week for these teams. The Pittsburgh Steelers, always a must win when you're fighting, especially for the sixth seed, but mainly the wild card. So the Steelers, the Browns, they want to try to get into playoff contention. I doubt that's going to happen, but they want to try. The Red Jets and Redskins aren't going anywhere. The Saints, I think, are okay. Denver, I don't think, is going anywhere. Vikings, yes, you could put them in that. I mean, this is kind of a, they want to catch Green Bay. I think the Buffalo Bills, this is a must win. I just said any wild card team needs to win this week. Dolphins, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they can certainly get to at least, I think, 5 winning games. So, Dolphins, Jacksonville and Colts, Jaguars and Colts, those two, especially. Dallas, yes. Detroit, yes. Atlanta, I part of the aren't going to go anywhere, but you never know. It's kind of a weak division. Carolina, yes, this is a must win. Houston's trying to stay ahead of the Colts, yes. Baltimore, not as much. Not as much for the Ravens. Cardinals, yes. 49ers, if they would have won, I would have said no, but now it's getting questionable to a yes. Patriots, I think, okay, but if they want to stay ahead of the Bills, yes. Eagles, definitely trying to catch Dallas. Cincinnati, not as much. I mean, I don't think they're not going to go. Oakland, yes, trying to get into the wild card and knock the Steelers out. Bills, yes and no. You know, I mean, I don't know if they're technically going to go anywhere, but I think they have a shot to at least make a run for it at a record in 4-5. If you're under 4-5, I doubt you're going anywhere. But if you're 4-5 and above, this is kind of a must win for you. And if you're like, you know, 8 and above, 8 wins and above, you know, you're probably going to make the playoffs. Unless it's a close division, I don't think it's going to be an issue if you're above 8. Rams, definitely trying to claim a wild card. Kansas City, yes, and Chargers, yes. Teams with the bye, the Giants, I think that'll do them good. Tennessee, absolutely, 5-5. They're trying to fight for a playoff spot. Green Bay, this is kind of a rough time to have a bye for Green Bay, only because Vikings are catching on fire. And Seattle, I'm going to put them, similar story to Seattle's Green Bay. This is kind of a rough time to have a bye when you're trying to catch the 49ers, it really is. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. Coming up in tomorrow, Steelers Browns. I want to break that game down for sure. NHL, I know I've been saying this, dangerous teams, somewhat dangerous, okay, and not going anywhere this year. That is definitely tomorrow. So stay tuned for that on Carson's Court. Thank you. By the way, that article about Ray Lewis, I got it from a website called baltimore.cbslocal.com. You should read it. Very interesting article.